Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
This is the All Local. I'm David Rankin. An innocent bystander dies this morning, killed during a street racing event in Pleasant Grove. Alan Skaya has that story.
Police say two Camaros were racing down Masters Drive just after 5 o'clock yesterday morning. Kendrick Lyons had stopped at a stop sign and pulled onto Masters Drive. He was hit by one of the Camaros. He died, and police say the driver of the other car went to the hospital with serious injuries. People who live nearby tell NBC5 they've seen drag racing in that area before.
This corner is really bad because there's always accidents, and the cars are always like running really fast or making donuts.
Lyons' family says he was driving to donate plasma. They say he would have turned 46 tomorrow and was at a birthday party Saturday night. Police say the driver of the other Camaro stopped and was arrested. He and the driver in the hospital will both be charged with racing, causing death. Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
And three people died this morning in Plano when a speeding car lost control in Hedgecokes. Officer David Tilley says this car sped down Hedgecokes near Independence Parkway about 3:45. He says the driver lost control and hit the median.
This was a single vehicle crash. From what I understand, the vehicle struck two trees. Upon striking the second tree, that's when the vehicle did split in half and engulfed into flames.
All three people in the car died. Debris covered both directions of Hedgecokes. The road had to be shut down for 6 hours as the police investigated and cleaned up. Plano Police Officer David Tilley says there's so much damage, the ME has to identify the three that died. Dallas police arrest a woman in connection with a fatal hit and run in Uptown. It happened Sunday afternoon. She went into Marsh speeding. When she hit a woman, she kept going. The victim rushed to the hospital. She died there. Police caught up with Marsh a short time later after she got involved in a separate wreck on Cedar Springs at Maple. She's in the Dallas County Jail, charged with intoxication manslaughter. Collin County jury gets its first look at a gunfire fight that killed a Richardson police officer, David Sherrard, 2 years ago. Brandon McCall stands trial for capital murder. Body camera video shows how McCall pinned down the police in an ambush as they answered a call for another shooting. McCall's defense attorney admits he killed both Sherrard and his friend. The defense contends McCall didn't intend to do it. Fort Worth cops investigating after a child is hurt this morning.
This happened at around 1 this morning in a house on Bessie Street, east of 35W, south of downtown Fort Worth. The parents of the 4-year-old child told police that the child fell off of a slide on a toy playground inside the house and landed on a slab floor. The child was found unconscious, and the child was rushed to a hospital and is listed in serious condition. Fort Worth Police's Crimes Against Children Unit is investigating, as is standard procedure anytime a child under the age of 16 is seriously injured. Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Police need your help to locate a missing woman. Verna Gibson's 87. She suffers from dementia. She's been missing since last night. She's African-American, about 5'8", weighs about 132 pounds, white hair, brown eyes. If you've seen her or if you know anything, you're asked to call the police. Frisco police say a jogger got attacked this morning in the Trails neighborhood near Trails Parkway in Crockett. She tried to pass a man dressed in all black walking on the sidewalk. As she passed him, the police say he grabbed her and threw her to the ground. Police say the woman managed to fight him off, got to a nearby home for help. She's suffering from minor injuries. Police called, checked out the area, have not found him. Dallas Stars on top of the conference in spite of the fact that they lost last night.
It was a near-perfect Canadian road trip for the Stars, just missing out on a clean sweep, losing to the Senators last night in Ottawa. Going into the road trip up north of the border, the Stars were 5 points back from the St. Louis Blues, and Tyler Seguin hadn't scored in 17 games. The Stars came out of the weekend tied with the Blues for first place in the Western Conference, and Seguin scored 3 goals in that 3-game span. Dallas has 23 games remaining in the regular season, and their next matchup comes at home against the Arizona Coyotes on Wednesday. I'm Trey Jerkins, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Frisco, one of the fastest growing cities in the country, it's also on top of a list of cities that have the most new homeowners in the U.S. This comes from a website called 55 Places. It says almost 44% of the people that own homes in Frisco moved in within the last 10 years. Median home runs just under $336,000. McKinney landed third on this year's list. 42% of its homes are owned by people that have been there for less than 10 years. The ballpark's getting some new food venues.
Yep, you can have your peanuts and Cracker Jacks, and what baseball game is complete without a hot dog? But if you like chicken, you're covered. Local chain Golden Chick will serve chicken tenders, sandwiches, select sides, and their famous rolls on the first base side of the new Globe Life Field. Austin-based Pluckers, known for its wings, will have a location near center field. During those summer games, doesn't a shaved ice from Bahama Bucks sound good? Bahama Bucks will have two locations, and there will be more new venues to come. The first Rangers regular season game is March 31st. Susie Solis, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
And a successful canned food and bottled water drive in North Texas for the victims of Puerto Rico's earthquake. It wrapped up over the weekend. Former Texas Rangers pitcher Jose Guzman teamed up with a Pantego fire chief, Randy Fulton. They collected canned food and bottled water. 15 other fire departments joined in. They got enough supplies to fill up a big rig. Guzman says the task is getting that stuff to Puerto Rico.
Maybe the National Guard, the Army, or somebody that would know they can help us to take the stuff back to Puerto Rico.
He says he hopes to get them there in the next week.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere for the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.